Listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine and this is Legends on Siren FM. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside a live cover from a local artist. This week, we are paying tribute to the iconic Cher. And I have an amazing local musical talent with me. It's his very first time on the show. Guy Ellerton will be here and performing live in the studio. You can give your thoughts throughout tonight's episode by texting us on 077 97 800 716. That's 077 97 800 716, or tweeting us at Siren FM. Cher is an absolute legend of the music industry. From the days of Sonny and Cher, beginning in 1964, right up to the track you heard just then, Believe, in 98, Cher has been dominating the music industry for over half a century. And even in her 70s, she is still going today. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. Tonight we pay tribute to Cher. And it's time to head back first to 1964 and a little bit of I Got You, Babe.
Got you, babe.
Sonny Bono was an up-and-coming record producer when he got Cher a job with Phil Spector as a session singer. They started dating and moved into their manager's house, where Bono would write songs on a piano in the garage. He came up with I Got You Babe and wrote the lyrics on a piece of cardboard. Cher didn't actually like it at first. She recalled to Billboard magazine, "Sonny woke me up in the middle of the night to come in where the piano was in the living room and sing it, and I didn't like it and just said, okay, I'll sing it and then I'm going back to bed." However, Sonny changed the key and in the bridge to fit her voice, and she absolutely loved it. Sonny and Cher performed this one last time when they appeared on the David Letterman show in 1987. They didn't expect to sing, but the host convinced them to do so, and Sonny and Cher put their differences aside and did a very touching performance. We continue our tribute to Cher next with another classic. But first, here's how you can get in touch.
Want to have your say?
Have your 15 minutes of fame?
Or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800 716.
Drop us an email to studio@sirenonline.co.uk.
Or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter.
Just search for Siren FM.
Have your voice heard on your community radio station.
Siren 107.3 FM.
White, you would always win the fight.
Bang, bang.
In this song, Cher recalls playing at childhood games with a boy when he would shoot her with his toy gun. They grew up together and get married, but then he leaves her. She has again been shot down, but this time it's for real and she is devastated. Bang Bang My Baby Shot Me Down was once again written by Cher's then husband Sonny and became an international hit and Cher's biggest solo hit of the 1960s in the US, selling over 3 million copies. If you ever want to hear a fantastic cover of this song, make sure that you check out Lady Gaga's live cover on her collaboration album with Tony Bennett. A wonderful rendition. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. Remember, we got Guy Ellerton coming up very soon, and we're going to chat to him after this next song. So make sure you stay tuned. Keep sending in your text messages to 07797 800 716. That's 077 97 800 716, or tweet us at Siren FM.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. Thing, uh-huh. Teeny Bopper is our newborn king, uh-huh.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket, uh-huh.
Little girls will break their hearts, uh-huh.
And men still keep on marching off to war. Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. The cars keep a going faster all the time.
Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime?
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Making the beat go on in this song was Carol Kaye, who played bass at The Session. One of the top Los Angeles studio musicians, Carol played on hundreds of records, including tracks for Phil Spector and Brian Wilson. She had recently switched from guitar to bass, and Sonny Bono was often used for electric 12-string fills. This song had a very sparse bass part written, which Carol Carol elaborated into the key part of the instrumentation. She told SongFacts that it was one of her biggest creative contributions to a hit record. She said, "It was a nothing song, and then the bass line kind of made that," said Carol. She adds that it was only one chord, but its impact made her realise how important a bass line could be and inspired her to play more of the instrument. And now it's time for that part of the show where I introduce you to my very special guest. He'll be performing live later, but he's here with me now. It's Guy Ellerton. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you.
So you are here, Guy, because you're going to be covering a hit Cher song today. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, very much so, because a lot of people have never really heard it done acoustically, so I'm excited to see what feedback we get for it.
Very, very excited to see what you have got planned for us. I've heard it. I know that it's going to be a treat for everyone listening today. And just tell everyone once again what song you're going to be performing.
Okay, I'm going to be doing Cher's Believe.
Ooh, and why did you pick that track?
Okay, so being one of my mum's favourite artists, that's sort of a bit of an influence. But I heard it done acoustically a couple of times, and with the original version of the song, I noticed actually, that was one of the songs where it was first done with electronic sounds, so it took people by surprise, but when I heard it done acoustically and stripped back, it was still, still a brilliant song, like lyrically.
Guy Ellerton will be coming up in a few minutes' time, performing live here for Legends on Siren FM. But now we continue our journey into our tribute to Cher.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. A little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride. A hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done.
Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves. This was Cher's first number one solo hit and part of a big comeback. 1967 was the last time that she had hit either either on her own or with Sonny and Cher, and she released a financially disastrous movie in 1969 called Chastity that same year, released as an album, and that tanked as well. That year, she and Sonny revived revived their nightclub act, which share credits with improving her vocal skills. In 1971, though, the couple got a deal for their own variety show, the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour, and Cher got a record deal. The show launched in August and was a rating success. Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves came out in September, and in early November, it became the number one song in America for 2 weeks. The show stayed on the air until 1974, and Cher charted 6 more times in the 70s before a career lull that set the stage for an even more remarkable comeback in the late 80s. But more on that later. A fun little fact about this track is, did you know it features on a season 2 episode of The Simpsons? My girlfriend will be very happy that I bring this up. Yep, that's right, entitled One Fish, Two Fish, Blowfish, Bluefish. The character in the episode sings it on karaoke, dedicating it to his wife. Not sure how I feel about that one. Very soon, Guy Ellerton will be performing live on the show, so remember that you can send your messages to 07797 800 716. Grab a pen, because it's coming again. 07797 800 716. Remember, if you're sending a text message, leave your name so we know who to credit it to. We continue on now with a little bit of Halfbreed. Stay tuned to Siren FM. In 1973, Cher earned her second solo single with Half Breed, and it stayed in the top two spot for 2 weeks. For some reason, though, Cher would not sing Half Breed in concerts until 25 years later. Another success for Cher, and we're hoping to equal that success tonight, as it's time for the one you've all been waiting for, performing live in the studio, it's Guy Ellerton with Believe.
Mm-hmm. try. You keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. I'm so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it. But after all is said and done, you're gonna be the lonely one now. Do you believe in life after love? Oh, I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough now. What am I supposed to do? Sit around and wait for you, and I can't do that. There's no turning back. I need your time to move on, your love to feel strong. But after all is said and done, you're gonna be the lonely one now. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough now. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough now. I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough now. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough now. I can feel say, I really don't think you're strong enough now.
Cheers, thank you.
Hi, this is Peter from Kaiser Chiefs.
This is Whitey from Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm Arnie.
I'm Freddie. We're the Vaccines.
Hey everybody, this is Zane Lowe and you're listening to Siren FM.
Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren FM.
Siren 107.3.
Hey, this is Gary from Pendulum. Check out Siren FM 107.3.
Fortune Queen of New Orleans was brushing her cat in her black limousine. On the back seat were scratches from the marks of man, her fortune she had won. Couldn't see through the tinted glass. She said, "Home, James," and he hit the gas. I followed her to some darkened room. She took my some words that were so strange to me. And then she turned up a two-eyed jack. My eyes saw red, but the card still stayed black.
sleep because of all the things she said. Then I remembered her strange perfume.
Another dark, deep-rooted but classic tune from Cher there, Dark Lady, which hit number one in 1974. But before that last track, we had a wonderful cover by one of the county's rising stars, Guy Ellerton, and he's here in the studio with me now. Hello, Guy.
Hello.
So, how did you find that?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, thank you. It was, yeah, good experience.
And that's one of the things, though. You're 19 years old.
Yes, still young.
And you've already had so much, you know, you talk about this being a great experience. You've already had so much experience yourself already.
Yeah, considering, I only really started when I was about 15 as well. So, I mean, in this 4 years, it's been all happening very fast, but it's getting to the stage now where I think I'm really ready for it. So
we're talking like BBC Introducing, you've had two players on there.
That was cool, obviously, with BBC Introducing. And I'm also playing on the BBC Introducing stage at Newark Festival. So, yeah, that was a surprise, but I'm really looking forward to that.
And Notts TV as well, I think.
Yeah, Notts TV,
well.
So that was a weird experience. So it was all really last minute. So basically my college rang me up and said, look, someone's dropped out of the music spot on Notts TV. Do you fancy going in and playing it? So I was like, well, I'm not going to turn that down. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
So there was my guitar, and they sat me down in this room, and I don't know what I was expecting. But when I walked in, all it was this black window all the way across the room where all the cameras and that were. It was right. Don't look at the cameras and just do your thing. All right, but obviously I was just thinking, look at the cameras.
Of course. Well, that's one of the beauties of tonight. There
exactly.
are no cameras.
No
well,
cameras,
except exactly. for the Facebook feed, which we will have a look at in a little bit, see who's left some messages. We've already had one message in on the text. Remember, if you want to send a text, it's 07797 800 716. Grab a pen, because it's coming again. 07797 800 716. And the message says, where has this young man been hiding with this beautiful song, so different? And that's from someone called Sheck.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
And we'll check up on those as the show goes on. But first of all, why do you feel, Guy, that Cher deserves to be classed as a music legend?
Well, I mean, just through everything that she's like done and achieved. I mean, like for me, especially with Believe being my favourite song as well, it was the first track, you know, of its kind where it was, you know, done electrically. The vocals had that electrical sound to it, so it was that sort of that intervention of something new, and I really respected that, so I felt I had to do it justice.
And I can really tell your influences when you're performing as well. You know, there's that stripped back nature of the sort of classic tones of like an Elvis. But there's that sort of more modern northern vibe of like an Oasis in there as well. And yeah, any other influences that you've got?
So a massive influence of mine at the moment, two bands. One's called, Catfish and the Bottlemen, you know, huge band. I saw them live and I was just like, wow, like, I need to be up there doing that. And another band which isn't really known, right, is called the DMAs, from Australia. And they're such a cool band. I mean, they're really up and coming, so I'm sure we'll hear about them soon.
And what have you got coming up yourself?
Okay, so as I mentioned before, BBC introducing it at Newark Festival. I'm also playing Macmillan Fest as well, that's in September, which I'm really looking forward to, that being my second year in a row. But gigs-wise, I haven't got a lot going on, but that's just because I've been recording a lot of demos in order to get my upcoming debut EP out.
And how long is it going to be until we hear this EP?
Well, it's at the moment, I can't put a date on it, because I'm writing a lot of new songs, a lot of great songs, and yeah, the order keeps changing, so at the moment I can't give a date.
Do you write all your own music then?
Yeah, I do, saying like I literally only know three covers, and luckily Cher's Believe is one of them. So yeah, I mean, I do concentrate on my own music so much, because it's like getting a part of me, you know, out to everyone, saying like, this is how I feel. It's, you know, it's like my work of art almost.
That's really cool. Well, thank you very much, Guy, for coming on the show
today.
It's
great to be here, thanks.
We've thoroughly enjoyed your performance, and we'll keep checking in on seeing whether anyone sends in any more messages as the show goes on. We continue our journey into the discography of Cher with another massive hit as Cher met the 1980s.
So many things, they come and go, like your words that once rang true, just like the love I thought I found in you. And I remember the thunder talking about the fire in your eyes, but you
someone share. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Legends on Siren FM. Originally recorded by Laura Branigan and co-written by Michael Bolton in 1986, I found someone. Those dates don't add up. I've just realised. That doesn't make sense at all. Oh well, we'll just carry on anyway. I found someone only went as far as number 90 on the Billboard Hot 100 for Branigan. However, in 1987, Cher recorded it and it went to the top 10 during her crowning movie career. Before we go any further, let's have a look at some of the messages that we've had sent in. Guy is still here in the studio. Say hello, Guy.
Hello.
We've had a couple of messages in via the Facebook feed. Lynn has got in touch and said brilliant. Doreen says great singer. Bav says that scarf though, thank you very much. I am celebrating in the studio today for people who haven't been following on Facebook and Twitter, because Huddersfield Town are into the Premier League for the first time ever. I had to say it on air. I was really worried on my way.
Waiting for it.
I was really worried on my way here that Guy was going to be a Reading fan.
No.
Luckily, everything is a-okay in that department. So, Guy, you were influenced into being a Cher fan by your mother, you were saying.
Yeah. So my mum's a big Cher fan. I mean, before the show, when I told her that I was doing Believe by Cher, she literally wrote down all these, like an A4 size of paper, all these facts and things that I need to know. I was like, Mum, I'll be fine, don't worry. But yeah, she's good, too good to me.
I've got to admit, that's the greatest. Even the greatest rock and roll that come to this show bring their mothers along.
Oh, absolutely.
It's always the best way.
Yeah. Got to have that support. Well, she's my number one fan. And I've got my little sister as well, the second fan. So,
How is your sister sort of? Does she enjoy your music?
Yeah.
Does she like your original stuff?
Yeah, or... so I've got to say this. Basically, like, if I write a new song and I'm there really enjoying it, I'll go run into her room no matter what time. If it's in the morning, and then she was 9 out of 10 times she's asleep anyway. She just loves to sleep, so I'll run in and she'll be like, "Em, wake up, listen to this," and she does. To be fair to her, she does wake up and listen to it and gives me a lot of constructive criticism.
And what do you think about your cousin Bethany?
She's also really supportive, bless her. Yeah.
Bethany's got in touch and said, "Guy Ellerton, yes, lad, sounding amazing."
Cheers.
I was really hoping that you were going to say something derogatory about her.
Lovely.
Well, we're continuing on with our tribute to Cher now. But first, my name's Kai Valentine, and you can hear me here every Monday and Friday for The Breakfast Show, and every Monday night for Legends on Siren FM. You can also join me tomorrow from 10 a.m. for my show Select a Cart. You send in any number between 1,000 and 11,000, and whatever song on our system that equates to is your random request. Send in your numbers to the request show that nobody asked for, Select a Cart. We're quickly coming towards the end of the show, but we still have time for another couple of classic Cher tracks.
You're strutting into town like you're slinging a gun. Just a small town dude with a big city attitude. Honey, are you looking for some trouble tonight? Well, all right. You think you're so bad, drive the women for a while. Shoot them all down with the flash on your pretty smile. Honey, but you're mad tonight. Well, that's right. You think you'll knock me on my feet till I'm flat on the floor. Ready, baby, aim and fire. Baby, there's nowhere you go.
co-written by Diane Warren and Desmond Child. This was recorded by Cher on Geffen Records and released in October 1989 and in the UK that December. Running to 4 minutes 8 seconds, there were various releases in Australia as well, and it was backed by Starting Over. It was also put on a 3-track single, including I Found Someone. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM, and it's coming towards the end of tonight's show. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can also find me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine, the show at Siren Legends, or our Facebook, facebook.com/Siren Legends. People will know that I am coming towards the end of my time here doing live shows at Siren FM, so we're not sure how many more of these live episodes we're going to be doing, but we will be continuing with pre-recorded episodes at least through the summer. I would like to say a big thank you to Guy Ellison for coming on the show. Where can the folks find you?
Okay, so on Facebook, just type in Guy Ellison Music and you'll find me there. Twitter, Guy Ellison. It's basically my name in any form of social media. You'll find me.
You've been incredibly lucky. You don't have to have an underscore or...
No, anything like that. Yeah, any name like that. So then also thanks for all the comments as well I've been reading. So it's, yeah, really nice to hear. Thank you.
Keep sending them in. Find him on Facebook and Twitter and support him. He's got a very bright future ahead. Coming up tomorrow on Siren FM, we have plenty for you to chew on. If you tune in from 7 a.m, we have The Breakfast Show with Jeff, everyone's favourite breakfast presenter, from 7 till 9. Then it's The Events Hour from 9 till 10 a.m. 10 a.m, I'm back with Select a Cart. Keep sending in any number between 1,000 and 11,000 for that one. From 12 noon, Tom Stevens will be here with Siren Simply Jazz, followed by Animation Resonation from 1 till 2 p.m. 3 p.m. Peter Haywood, your favourite sports presenter, is back, but with Sounds on Tuesday. Peter will be talking sport, music and everything else to do with the city of Lincoln. Christopher Clarkson will be here for Drive Time from 5 till 7 p.m. followed by American Cousins, Andrew David and Bruce K. Rosenblum and their live link-up, Transatlantic from Los Angeles. Then from 8 till 10, I believe. 8 till 9, 8 till 10 is one of those times. Tom Cairns will be here with Formula Tom. I'm not sure which time it is, but if you tune in at 8, you'll find it, and you'll find out how long it lasts for. You've been listening to Legends on the Siren FM. I'll be back here same time next week, but for now, stay tuned to Siren 107.3 FM. Good night. This is Cher, If I Could Turn Back Time.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. Take back.
Thank you for tuning in to Legends on Siren FM and our tribute to Cher. It's now time, though, for your news update at 11.